One her pass on the mountains, one her pass on the sea, one her pass made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right here, around the world, on WWRB. We got a great program. We hope and trust that you will call a friend and tell them tonight, part three of the wholeness of the circle. Ladies and gentlemen, people, I'm amazed that people will not, now I'm talking about will not, turn to the scriptures for their instruction. But they will follow, they'll follow tradition right to hell. And actually, they'll never look back. They have no fear of Yahweh. Just as long as everybody is doing what they're doing. Running with the herd. Wide is the gate. And broad is the way. And many there be that go thereon to destruction. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, it's not important. These things are under the law. You don't have to do none of this no more. He was just teasing when he said, all of those things under the law covenant, we don't have to keep them anymore. And, I'm so happy. That's what my preacher told me. Well, let me tell you what the big preacher said. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17, 18, and 19. Think not. You can go ahead and think it. But Yahweh told you to think not that I've come to destroy the law. Or the prophets who prophesied in the old covenant. Yeah, but Pastor Buddy, Lord of God, things changed in the New Testament, haven't you heard? We don't have to do all the stuff that Moses done. Well, Isaac built an altar and called on the name of Yahweh. Isaac built one? Yeah. His son Jacob built one. And his father Abraham built one. And Abraham's direct kin, Noah, he built one. David, the offspring of these patriarchs, he built one. There's one built in heaven. Oh, yeah, but I don't want to go there. There's just going to be a few up there. I want to go with the crowd. I want my ears tickled. I don't want to have to suffer and keep that old Sabbath on a lunar calendar. Glory to God. It's too confining. Who's going to believe me when I tell them that I take off and worship on the lunar covenant? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't matter. The Bible portrays our people as stiff-necked, uncircumcised, full of tradition, loving the praise of man more than the mysteries that are shrouded and coded and hidden. They don't want to dig if it's different from what they've always been taught. I can't give up my pork now, glory to God. Don't you get on me about that, Pastor Buddy. Everything's been cleaned up, glory to God. Well, now, Pastor Buddy, I don't know nothing about building an altar. There's one down at the church already built, and I think I'll just stay on that one. You go ahead. Go to hell with all nations that forget the word of Yahweh. Why call me Yahweh? Elijah, he built a trench around about the altar. Could you build a trench around yours? How about over at the First Baptist? You think you could build a trench around the altar? Well, man, they'd put you in the penitentiary if you went in there and started taking a mattock and digging a trench around their altar. It's a platform. Well, I don't want my altar, roundabout. I don't want to pour no water on the trench that I dig. Well, that's what you've done. You've took Yahweh out of it. Do it your way. You're at Christian King, like Burger King. You just order it up any way you want to. And if you find a bunch of yokels, deceived yokels, past all understanding, they will not hear the word because Satan in 2 Corinthians 4:4 has become their god of a seem right way. Go ahead. Go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. Don't build you no altar. That's under the law. We don't have to do that no more now, Pastor Buddy. And you know them old holy things? Yeah, you talked about being the pearls of the great mysteries. It sounds good and romantic, but my preacher told me not to listen to you. Covenant of what? Covenant of salt? The Melchizedek altar? The altar which is acceptable to our Father is not made by the skill of human craftsmen from carved wood, from polished marble, from beaten gold and silver. That's a devil. That's the Lord Baal. That's how he wants his altars built. Well, they look good. Well, I'll tell you what, Pastor Buddy, I've been warned about your teaching. You know, I don't believe in going down there in that old Bible, woman of God, and getting under that old stuff that's under the law. I want my ears tickled. I want to go to hell with a big crowd. I want to eat, drink, and be merry. I want to get intoxicated on deception because it's smooth speech and enticing words. I don't want to have to suffer for what I do to obey Yahweh. If you don't suffer with Him, you ain't going to reign with Him. Acceptable altar to Yahweh begins with a circle, ringed on the ground. When he was going about his business of repairing the altar, he dug a trench around about. Yeah. Yeah, he dug one of them trenches around about that That cotton-picking altar? That old deceiving altar? That had 12 stones? We don't do that no more, Pastor Buddy. Haven't you heard? Why don't you quit going back on that old law and digging up some stuff and then hammering us with it? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got news for you. I've got some good news for you. I want to give you a good thought scripture tonight. Why don't you come with me over to 2 Chronicles, chapter 13, and I'm going to read for you. And I'm going to ask you a very important question. How do you think that Yahweh has changed when He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and for always? Do this in remembrance of me. Do not get on a Baal altar, a platform, like the Baal prophets, the Lord Baal prophets.
Well, I'm sticking with Jesus, glory to God, the Lord.
Well, you stick with Him. Stick like Elmer's glue. You get glued to that name real good. But in the end, you're going to bow the knee. You can run down here, but you can't run up there. You certainly won't be running into heaven. You're going to be running out of heaven on a rail, slayed before the presence of Yahweh. Slay them. Go to hell with them that forget Yahweh. Go to hell with them that don't love His word. Listen to this. Oh, this is 2 Chronicles, chapter 13, and verse 5. I'm going to read you verse 4. And Abinadab stood up upon Mount Zemaraim, which is in Mount Ephraim. Now, you know where that's at? That's a Shiloh. The first place where an altar was built by Abraham, by Isaac, and by Jacob in their generations and their offspring, even in the day of Abiyah, 1,000 years before Christ came. Listen to this now. Hear me, O Jeroboam, you rebellious, date changing. Yeah, go ahead and worship the calendar. Go ahead. You do your Saturday thing and go to hell with all nations that will not observe Yahweh's laws, the new moons and the Sabbaths. In the new kingdom, we're going to have an altar to go on. 12 gates to the city. 12 tribes with their names embedded in the stone. When you step on it, it's a circle altar, just like it is in heaven. If you won't step on one down here, you ain't going to step on one up there. Get it off your mind going to heaven. Go ahead. Eat, drink, and be merry. Go to hell. It's enlarged her mouth for you. It's increased her border size so you can go. He'll make room for you. I promise you. If you don't love Him and His word, and if you're not able or willing to suffer because you're hid under some woman's shirt, or a dress tail. Looks like a shirt. It's so short. Don't look like a dress. Go ahead, you chicken little. Crawl up under your wife's skirt tail and be ashamed of the gospel. Well, Pastor Buddy, you preach so many things that's contrary and I never heard of them. Well, what if you haven't heard? You know why you haven't heard? You ain't got ears to hear. You know why that it won't go in your heart? You ain't circumcised. You don't have any spiritual ears and you don't have any spiritual eyes. Where do you place the sacred circle? How is it to be built? What do you use? Verse 5. 2 Chronicles, chapter 13, 5. Ought you not to know? What? You don't have to. That's under the law. Just ignore that. Don't listen to that crazy preacher. He'll have you standing on your head. Ladies and gentlemen, if the Bible said to stand on your head for grace and salvation to worship, on my head I would go. Why did they build altars? Why did they have it sanctified with salt?
Oh, now don't you get into that old salt stuff. That's the devil.
Salt typifies the true blues. Well, let me change that color. The true white. Blood runs blue. That's because the oxygen breathing in the veins of Yahweh's people. The blushing house of Israel. You don't blush? I don't think you got a covenant. Listen, ought you not to know that Yahweh of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and to his sons by a covenant of salt? And you don't believe in getting on a covenant of salt circle? Abraham got on one, Isaac got on one, Jacob got on one, and David got on one, and Eliah got on one. He dug it a trench around about, and he salted it, burned it with fire. Bless Yahweh, when he called on Yahweh, he didn't get nothing but fire. Our Yahweh is a consuming fire. You go up there and make that a fool's fire. You just act like you on fire. You just go ahead and you speak in 40 different languages. You just rattle off some heebie-deebish in your unknown tongue. It'll be very clear to you on the day of Yahweh's coming and judgment. He won't speak in tongues to you. He'll speak very plainly. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity, you skirt chasers. Your wife rules over you. I don't rule over you. Your wife's got more power in her little tongue than I've got in all of my word. And don't you ever believe I've come to destroy it either. You'll do this in remembrance of me. Abraham built an altar. Jacob built an altar. Isaac and Jacob built altars. David built them. Eliah, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Micah. Ought you not to know that I have give you this circle of salt covenant forever as a decree between me and you, my sons? But if you hearken down to a woman, crawled off into your tradition and wallowed in your misery, no wonder you hide when you do something for Yahweh. Because if your wife condemned it, he'd be afraid that she'd be cut off, disinherited, or divorced. I don't care if every woman in the world divorced me. The word's still Yahweh's. And as David said, me and my house. He also said, by the wisdom of Solomon, it is better to dwell on a housetop alone than in a house with a contentious and brawling woman that's got you under subjection, and where my word can't pierce your heart because you're afraid of your wife. Oh, my people, the women that rule over you.
We're going up here to the bell box. We're going up here to the Easter egg roll. We're going up here where they have a ham dinner on Easter.
Well, you go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh, that turn his word into a vain jangling, and make yourself a child of hell two form more than you were supposed to do. You just go right ahead. But ought you not to know? Yes, you should know, and I'm preaching it to you. That's why I'm hated. That's why that the people can't receive this doctrine. It's a man's doctrine. This ain't no humped up, knock-kneed, pigeon-toed, hump-backed, afraid of your wife doctrine. if my wife had never baked me another biscuit, the word's still right. If she locked the bedroom door, she'd be there by herself, because this cat would be gone. I don't dwell with anything that's unequally yoked to my heart. If she's not in Yahweh, I don't want her. If he's not in Yahweh, I don't want him. Give me Yahweh, and the world can go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. I don't want to go to a bell box altar with a steeple on it. I don't want to eat pork no more. I have no desire for all that crap. I want to keep the traditional Sabbath of the Bible, not one that some wise man has hatched up and changed Yahweh's times and laws and sits on the mount of the congregation to break Yahweh's Sabbath.
Well, my wife just don't believe in that, and my boss down at the store, he sure don't believe in it. I'd get fired this morning.
Get fired! Get fired up for Yahweh, or go to hell with all nations that forget him. Ought you not to know that Yahweh gave the kingdom? Honey, if you get into the kingdom, you gotta press. You gotta pray. You gotta fast till you get so weak you can't walk. Then you still ain't worthy, you piece of hunk of flesh. Boasting your power.
I just don't believe that old Bible line. You know, ain't nothing wrong with pork and shellfish. I'm gonna keep eating it. I don't care what you say.
Well, you go ahead. And you go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh's word.
I'm not going to keep that old lunar Sabbath no more, Pastor Bunny. It's just too hard, and I don't understand. It's complicated. I ain't got time. It makes my head hurt trying to figure it out. And who knows?
I want one of them going encounters where they done got it all figured out for me. It's easier on me. And my wife, she goes on Sunday. Or Sunday. Yep, that's what they were doing. Go to the 8th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. You'll find out. There sat them women kneading their bread and making them cakes for Talmud on Sunday with their backs to the wall of the temple and their face toward the S-U-N. Paganistic. You go ahead and go to hell with everyone that breaketh his Sabbath and won't get on a circle altar to make your vows in a Melchizedek. Man, I like men and women that'll lift him hands and said, I'll swear because I can swear by no greater unto Yahweh, the King of Kings, that I will make a covenant of salt and step into its circle. I will face toward the north. I will place 12 stones like Elijah done. I'll repair the altar. If it hurlips a devil and every church in the world goes to hell with all nations with their tradition. You say, well, Pastor Manny, I don't know why you have to preach so hard. I'm not going to listen to you no way. I don't care. Go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. If they won't hear the gospel, it's because their heart is hardened. Their head is hardened. They want one thing harder than the heart, and that's the head, you hard-headed, stiff-necked, uncircumcised, rebellious son of Jacob. If you are, I have my doubt about you, because the Bible said they that are of Yahweh will hear Yahweh's word. Salt preserves, salt sanctified, salt as a conductor, salt the ground before you erect your altar to Yahweh. Cleanse it. Burn it with fire. It don't matter. Just whatever's in your heart, Pastor Betty, haven't you heard? We don't have to get all out of shape. What do you mean? You don't worship on Wednesday. That's the Sabbath. Honey, it don't come till Saturday or Sunday. When you complete your altar, you're a complete man if you've got enough guts. I've had them stand off and fold their arms up and afraid to get on it. Run from it. Well, you go ahead, you half-breed. Halfway into the kingdom and halfway out, sitting on the middle of the fence, trying to wait. That's what breaks the faith of your dedication down. Get a nugget of truth. Hold on to it. You say, well, I tried it, but man, Yahweh represents divine perfection and completeness throughout the Bible. It says that Yahweh is the one that wrote the plan. Yeah, but it don't matter. He changed it, haven't you heard? The preachers changed it. The Pope's got power to actually change the word of Yahweh. Oh, really? Now, how do you build an altar, Pastor? But then that's what I will come on here tonight to talk about. I feel like preaching to you and cutting you. Woe to the shepherds that fail to bring blood. I am the shepherd to the sheep. I ain't a shepherd to the goats. I know it says that, but I ain't going to do it because I'm not under that no more. Go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh's laws. Wise is the man that will keep it. A fool will break it and say in his heart, there is no God. He don't demand it. He changed. He's that sweet little Jesus. He loves everybody. We've all got a chance. Did you know that salt is one of the earth's compounds of mineral, which is very special? It was chosen by Yahweh. It signifies the covenant between Yahweh and His children. And that covenant is a salt covenant. All of your heave offerings of the holy things the sons of Israel shall lift up to Yahweh that I have given you and to your sons and to your daughters with you by a never-ending statute, a covenant of salt. It shall be forever before Yahweh to you and to your seed with you. Ah, oh, Pastor Patty, there you go, getting fanatical again. That's why I go up here at the Baptist church. They ain't fanatical. Well, they tell me that God has done away with all them old laws back under Moses. You ever notice how they do that? Well, I just don't believe in obeying that. That's stuff that we don't do no more. We go over here to the Baptist church and, Lord, honey, our preacher's the greatest preacher. He's greater than Elijah. Yeah, I know. It's hard to get the prophets of Yahweh's habits. Here's old Elijah. Over here we're having a big revival up on Mount Carmel. The king is there, the president. His wife, how beautiful she was and how she dressed out. Why, she even looked like Michelle Obama, I guess. She had on the day's fashions, but her heart was in rebellion. And rebellion is the sign of witchcraft. The word of Yahweh is forever settled. Nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. And you straddle the fence. Ladies and gentlemen, if you ain't got enough gumption to hear Yahweh's word and hear Yahweh's prophet, what about Noah? He built an altar. Well, we ain't got no Noahs no more and we don't do that no more. Patrick, that's under the law and we don't do that. That was before the law was ever mentioned to Moses. Everybody wants to do away with Moses, but then they want to spit out the rest of the book back in the covenant. And Yahweh said, I didn't come to make you forget the law. I came to remind you to keep it. For verily I say unto you, that not one jot or one tittle of my covenant and statutes, and here I am, I have given you this covenant as a statue forever. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing taken away. Now, what did I say? Nothing. Yeah, but I'm not keeping it. I don't care what you say, Pastor, because I've never heard it. And nobody's ever done that as far as I know. Why did you bring it up? You're just a divider. You just don't love us. You're against everything that we do. You're just like old Micah. Yeah. Everything that old Jeroboam and old Ahab was for, you were against. You're just like that old feller that told me that we didn't have to do that. And then you come along and you say we have to because it's written in the book. Ain't you heard, Pastor Buddy? We changed the book. You can't read nowhere in the Bible that the Messiah got on an altar. I want to ask you a question. Do you really think that he would instructed his prophets of the old? Think not that I've come to do away with it. Don't think that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. You see, when they say, well, yeah, we're not under the law anymore, because that's what Paul said. Paul said, if you're under the law, then you're a covenant breaker. But if the law rules in your heart, you're a keeper of the law. Think not that I'm come to do away with the law. That's what Paul said. The law is spiritual. That's the reason you can't see it, because you've been dumbed down by the dumbdowners. I don't care. Go to hell. But all nations that forget Yahweh. Return to the circle. Now, don't you think, Elijah, don't you think he was humiliated? Just as he pulled to the top of Mount Carmel, he looked over there, and Yahweh had already told him. He said, Elijah, you remember, you've been up on Mount Carmel. Yeah, I went up there, and there wasn't nobody there. I seen where the ancients used to worship on that altar up there. But it's all grown up and full of weeds, and they've desecrated it. They've used it for an outhouse. They peed on it and pooped. Probably made a latrine. And then they built a nice altar platform. And all Baal's prophets got up in it and shouted. Man, they were having the revival. They were up there, man, and they were shouting, saying, praise the Lord. Somebody raise their hands and say, Jesus. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And they were having a big revival when Elijah, the lone stranger, I'll make your face strange to him. You know why? Because he had to hide out in caves, destitute. He didn't have no friends. They'd all turned against him. At least he thought so. He thought he was the only one that still got on a circle altar and prayed. Hallelujah. As for me and my house, David said, we're going to stay with the altar. Honey, I was talking to Brother Mississippi the other night, and he reminded me that when David got into trouble, you see, David wanted to see how many was, and so he sent out a census like the government does today, you know. And in that census, he numbered the children of Israel. That's okay, Pastor Buddy. We don't have to do that anymore anyway. It's okay to go ahead and do that. We don't need to listen to what Yahweh said. And so David was convinced that all the other nations did. Yeah, they were all doing it. And so David said, "Well, I'm gonna see how many people we got here, man." And I feel like we need to number everybody and find out where they stand. Well, honey, just as soon as he done that, here come the destroying angel of Yahweh. And he put the sword in there, and 70,000 people fell dead. And he was going through the people like a dose of salt. And David said, "Oh my God, Yahweh, what have I done? I've disobeyed your word. I didn't think you were serious." You know what Yahweh said? "I'll send all these people to hell. And the last man I'm going after is you, boy. You've taught my people to disrespect me, cast my word aside. You become like these silly women, brand like jackasses in the pulpits of Baal." "Yeah, but Lord, it looks so good." David said, "What can I do? What can I do? Tell me, what can I do to keep these precious people of yours from being killed?" No doubt they came and gave him the latest figure. We found another 1,000. That's 69. Here's 70. Now it's 70. "Oh, my heavens. Yahweh, what should I do?" "You better build me an altar." You know what he done? He got busy. The circle altar that he built is an ordained altar. The same one that Noah built. The same one that Elijah, when he made the trek up the mountain. And he looked over there, and what a glorious big old platform church altar that they built up there. It looked, and it was decorated with all of those religious tapestries. Oh, they had on their Sunday to go to meeting breeches and shoes and sport coats. Oh man, they were all decked out with their jewelry. They were hiding Easter eggs. They were giving presents and decorating trees. They were worshiping on Saturday and Sunday. "I don't care," said Yahweh. "I'll send these people to hell that forget me. I am the king of revenge." Elijah said, "What would it take to get your people? Please, Yahweh, I'm the only one left here. But what would it take to turn your anger for just a moment?" And true to form, Yahweh said, "Well, I'll tell you what you should do, Eliah. You get over there and you clean off the brush and the filth off of my altar that I had built up here before these bell box worshipers got up here and these platform stompers and these Holy Ghost people that is claiming and showing they got the numbers, they got the pomp, they got the style, but they're going to hell. You see all them prophets up there, Elijah? I'm telling you, before the sundown, they probably ain't going to be shouting to Baal. They're going to be in hell lifting up their eyes. Where all people go that forget me, vengeance is mine. You clean the filth off. You salt that place over there and you burn it with fire and you get it good and hot. Matter of fact, I think I'll send the fuel. You just pour some water in there and I'll set it on fire." "What? You're going to what?" "Yeah, you just go ahead and after you get your altar laid out there, you dig your trench around about. You place the 12 stones that represent the 12 names that's deserted me and become hard-headed and say I don't mean what I say." "We don't do it that way no more, Pastor Moody."
"We don't do it that way, Elijah. What are you doing up here trying to cause trouble? What in the world are you doing?"
"Well, Yahweh told me to restore this altar up here, to dig a trench around about it and take 12 barrels." "Surely you got enough mind to know what that represented. And pour these
barrels, these 12 barrels. You poured in the trench. Man, what? I mean, he must have dug that trench all evening. Once he got her dug, had his 12. I hate to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen. This is Yahweh's doctrine. This ain't the bell box doctrine. This is Yahweh's doctrine. We challenge anybody under the sound of our voice. If you got any man about you, why don't you belly up to the bar and present your case? And we'll give you the word. If they speak not according to this word, it's because there's no light in them. Take heed that you fall away. Oh, yeah, Israel. They want to dissolve the union. You know what the union is? The circle ain't going to be broken, honey. And don't tell me you can sing, "Will the circle be unbroken?" You got that right. It ain't going to be broken. The unbelievers will walk off of it, but that don't break the altar. You just go right ahead and go to a bell box, get on that square platform, and you hoop and holler, and you cut yourself. You holler on Baal, "Lord, help us, Lord, help us, Lord, heal us, Lord, do this, and Lord, do that." When Elijah got them 12 barrels of water and them 12 stones set in a circle, he stepped in the center of that and he raised his hand to heaven facing north. And a miraculous thing happened. Yahweh came down in flaming fire. The flames drink the water. Two of the greatest elements of mystery in the world. Fire and water. What if it's already salted, he said. If the fire has been kindled, he had put the salt on there, honey. He sanctified that place. He made it a magnetic attraction to the Holy Ghost. And when the fire hit the circle. Oh, man. What a spectacular spectacle. One man standing in that circle of fire. And them idiot, hard-headed Israelites standing over there saying, "Can you believe that? Was that kerosene he's pouring in there? Was that white gas? It couldn't have been water. But we seen him get it out of the spring over there and carry it out of the brook." You see, ladies and gentlemen, Elijah had to do all this himself. He didn't have no help. He dug the circle. He placed the 12 stones. He salted it. "This is a covenant that I will make with my sons." Elijah happened to be one of those sons that still remembered the covenant of the sacred circle. You go ahead and forget it if you want to and go to hell. With all nations, with all people. Hell's going to be full of you people. You ain't going to escape the wrath of Yahweh. Just like when old David had done something wrong. "Yeah, we don't do that no more. We don't have to listen to you, Pastor Betty. We'll go to church Sunday and everything will be fine. And we'll be driving a Cadillac and you'll be driving that old Chevrolet. Wired up. That hunk of junk. You can't be a man of God. You don't prosper. Look at all of your problems. Look at your household." David said, "I have never seen the righteous forsaken." Honey, you can make your boast and you can brag and you can spout it out. But there'll be a day coming when you start choking and your heart begins to clutch in your breast and it feels like a sledgehammer beating on it and your head a pounding and almost exploding because you've dug your grave with your long tongue. You've spoken against the name of Yahweh. You blasphemed, and you're worthy to go to hell. Yahweh, have mercy. Elijah said, "Yahweh, they're wanting to kill me. I know I'm going to my funeral. I know that they'll capture me up there. They've been trying to catch me here for 3 years.
I've been hid down here in the wilderness, and now you want me to go up there and present myself in front of all them people? Well, the whole house of Israel's up there. Ahab the king and all of his servants, his army. They're all up there, Yahweh. You want me to die? To die is gain. Be a man. I'll take care of you if I decide to. And if you don't perform like I tell you to, you can join all those other rebellious Israelites that's going to hell with all nations or all people that forget my commandments. Elijah went up there and he looked over there, and what a gathering. Oh, I mean, it was a Billy Graham crusade. Oh, what singing. I mean, they were playing well on them instruments. They were all dressed in pomp. The ladies was down there with their little Easter egg baskets. They was having an egg roll on the White House lawn. King Ahab and Queen Jezebel. Oh, they had such pomp and such style. It looked so wonderful. Here come this old haggard, beleaguered, woolly, bald-headed, smelly, stinking prophet. Out of the wilderness, where he'd been for 3 years, holed up and running, scared to death of a woman. Oh, Jezebel had him scared to death until Yahweh spoke. He said, you get your tail up there, and you obey what I tell you to do. Well, what do you want me to do, Yahweh? I want you to get you 12 stones.
Well, let's see now. Well, Yahweh, I can tell they used to be here, but they ain't here no more.
You go get you some.
Well, my heavens, Yahweh, they were over yonder mountain by the Jordan.
Well, you get your tail over there.
Well, Yahweh, could I get somebody to help?
No, you don't let them uncircumcised hands touch my stones. You go over and get them.
Well, Yahweh, I'm the only one here. I haven't bowed my knee to Baal. I ain't going to today.
If I have to die, I'll die here on the top of the mountain. What do you want me to do? Go over and get what? 12 stones? I can just see him going way over the hill. Maybe about 30 minutes later, you can see him coming back with a big old stone on his shoulder. Maybe two of them. Him a-painting for breath. And him, all them Baal worshipers over there. Oh, hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Pass the bucket one more time. We need more money. Ahab is a great king. How wonderful our president is. And, oh, the first lady, she looks so wonderful today. Oh, Elijah's sweating. Carrying a silly-looking stone. I can see him getting down, taking the old compass, finding out where true north was. Place that stone right where it centered true north. Started right up front. He carried 17 of those babies, honey. 12 in a circle. Dan stone. And the 4 stones that represented the Yod-Heh-Vah-Heh. He worked on that altar all evening. The sun was boiling down. No doubt it was hot. But this man had prepared for the battle. You get up there. The small, still voice spoke to him. They've all gone against me. They've all become stiff-necked. They've all joined Baal and cast my word to the ground. They're stiff-necked and uncircumcised and are going to hell today if they don't repent. Man, I mean, Elijah, the more Yahweh talked to him, the more boldness he got. By the time he got that baby polished up and ready to go, he lined her up and put 12 stones in there and dug him a trench, poured 12 barrels of water in there, and stepped into the center on that Melchizedek covenant and lifted his hand to heaven. And he said, Yahweh, if you are the God of Israel, If Baal is a false god, like I have proclaimed, then you let fire come down out of heaven and you lap up this water that I poured in this trench. It's not kerosene. It's not gasoline. It's not white gas. It's not natural gas. It is water. And if you've ever seen water burn, Israel had never seen it. It was performed right before their unbelieving eyes. And when that happened, it went up. Mighty flame shot up. A circle of fire with one lone man standing for Yahweh. Jezebel, she called her priest, her women priest, probably a lesbian, got them all over there to join the men, and they put their head together and said, now, can you do any better than that? This man's showing you up here today. This one individual has made a fool out of you. Now get up there and do something. Boy, they went to work, the men and the women. Jezebel's a prophetess. They waited on her table. And Ahab's a prophet. Both of all of them worshiping Baal and Talmuz and Ishtar and Christmas. The traditions of the world, learn not the ways of the heathen.
Well, I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care what you say, Pastor Buddy.
Well, you go ahead and go to hell with all nations that forget Yahweh. You just become one of the increasing number where hell has enlarged the borders to receive you. He'll make room for you. Don't worry. You want a big crowd? You want the Broadway, huh? That's what old Baal presented, and all Israel was buying it. But when the man that had the word, the living word, the fire, came down out of heaven, and Israel, all in unison, exclaimed, Yahweh is the king. Because he'd give them a challenge. How long will you be halted between two opinions or two names? You ignoramuses. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised heathen that have gone a-whoring after Baal. Look it up. Do your homework. I'm just here to chastise you. I'm here to provoke you. I hope I make you mad enough to go to heaven. I'm not going to tickle your ears and send you to hell. Elijah didn't tickle their ears. And when it come, a time for the sword to fall. Old Baal's prophets lost their head because they couldn't perform the miracles. Moses had more power than a stick, and people's got in their heart today. You say, I don't want to be under Moses. He was the most meekest man on earth. You don't want to be like him? Look at Elijah. He wore a leather girdle. He hated Jezebel. He spoke against her, and he had committed treason against the state. Kill him! Kill him! Honey, there'd been armies tried that. They remembered the armies that had came to get him. They remembered that this cat didn't play games. He's Yahweh's man. If you've got Yahweh, one, you've got a majority. He brought the fire down, and the people of Israel laid down on their faces. They got in the dirt. They threw their Easter eggs away. Yeah. I mean, there was a big commotion. Yeah, they forgot about their hairdos. And they forgot about their filed nails. And they started clawing in the dirt on their face, saying, Yahweh, forgive us for deserting your sacred altar of 12 stones and coming over here on a platform with a steeple on it. Yahweh is a circle. Yahweh sits on the circle. Yahweh's looking down to see if anybody would come to Him and receive the commandments and keep His word. We're looking for a few good men and women that'll join us in Passover to get their feet washed and let Yahweh set you on fire. Praise Yahweh.
Well, I don't blame you killing that old lamb no more. But I do go up there on Easter. They have some of the good dinners I've ever had, Lord God. I mean, that ham is so good. I'm gonna keep on eating. I don't care what you say, Pat. Go to hell. Who cares if you go to hell? You're just one more to make hell enlarge itself. And if Yahweh has to expand it throughout the universe, He has no respect of persons. If you love Him, keep His commandments. And if you say you love Him and break them, you're a liar. Don't you write me. Don't you dare to even call me. I might just really tell you what I think about you, you two-faced hypocrite and hypocrites. That's what old Elijah said. He that sits upon the circle of the earth, you better get in the plan. You wanna join up on a hard saying and who can hear it? Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. Now it's area code 423. Now if you're henpecked and ain't no man to you and you don't run your household, don't you call me. You wishy washy fence straddler. You just don't dial my number. Don't waste my time. I ain't got time for your foolishness. And neither has Yahweh. You want to stand on your feet and be a man and be the head of the house? Well, I went down to that old circle and scared the fire out of him. And I mean, I seen them people salting that thing and I just didn't know what to do. So I stood away off.
Peter, go ahead and deny him. You want to write me tonight? You got enough nerve to write me? I'd like at least 10 people write me a letter. Sit down and write me a letter right now. And say, Pastor Buddy, I don't understand all you believe. I don't understand all you teach. But I know one thing. You're not mealy-mouthed. You're not humpbacked. You're not two-faced. You ain't on the fence. And you got the word. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. Now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. I'm sponsored tonight by Dr. Gary. 1-800-877-289-7439. And Brother Paul, 1-800-253-2748. And just because it's a hard saying, and who can hear it? It is a hard saying. They ain't nothing changed, ladies and gentlemen. If you want to hear His word, keep it. There's no use in saying, well, I read that in the Bible, but, you know, God's changed, and He's not like that no more, and He loves us. He loves everybody, Pastor. But ain't you heard? Glory to God, Shunda. I just feel the Holy Ghost. I just love everybody. Well, that's more than Yahweh. He don't love a non-believer. He don't love a blasphemer. He don't love one that don't get on His circle and lift up holy hands in a salt covenant. If you're one of His, you'll do it. Are you ready to measure it? I'll see you on down the line tomorrow night, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on WWRB 3.185. That's in Racial covenant greetings to all my brothers, especially those that preach the gospel and labor in the truth as a witness and stands for it when they stand on that altar. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you then. I love you.